There's a feeling here, I think, that we need all of these efforts, that while regulatory efforts might be an important and necessary means to keep the momentum going and the food industry honest, that part of these voluntary efforts and rewarding companies that have really signed on to do this on a voluntary basis are also going to be important adjuncts in this campaign. So, there's considerable evidence linking dietary salt to blood pressure and cardiovascular risk. Even modest population-wide reductions in dietary salt could yield substantial health benefits in the U.S. And the growing burden of hypertension in the U.S. suggests that these additional efforts are warranted. I'm going to switch to sugar and obesity and diabetes. I started with salt because people know less about salt, and I think it's important for all of us to realize that even when we're making the healthiest choices we think we can make, most of us, I think, are eating too much salt. I'm going to move to sugar, and I'm going to start by telling you how these are linked. One of the criticisms I get when I talk about salt is, we have so much problems with obesity. Why should we be worried about salt? Isn't that something totally different? And what I want you to think about is how these various trends in things that are in our food supply are actually linked. I talked with you a little bit about how salt is related to taste and is related to us wanting to eat more of that substance. Sugar has that same property. And in fact, there's some interesting data suggesting that at least temporally, if we look over the last 20 years, our rise in salt consumption has completely mirrored our rise in sugary beverage consumption. And if you think about your own patterns of consuming food, it's amazing how certain types of foods trigger the need for other types of foods. Certain types of salty foods have to be eaten with something that is sweet or to wash it down. And many people have pointed this out. David Kessler, who was at UCSF and our dean here before, has pointed this out in his book as well. These are linked phenomenon, and our patterns of both consuming too many calories and consuming unhealthy varieties of calories are linked both to salt and to sugar intake, and these we can't think of these in isolation. And so all of these, in my opinion, actually are quite clearly related to the ways in which we might approach our obesity epidemic.